My Powerful CEO Husband. Chapter 231, Breaking Off Relations. Derek Evans gritted his teeth, deciding to ruthlessly deal with his own family member. My eldest daughter has always been stubborn, and she's gotten into trouble again. I'll take her away and discipline her at home. Nevertheless, Mr. Sullivan, could you please accompany me? After all, we've caused disturbance to Mr. Duke, and I can't bear this responsibility. I just want to save my daughter. Albert Sullivan sneered in his heart. If he didn't know about the Evans family's scheme beforehand, he would really think that Derek was a good father. Thinking of the upcoming scene, Albert was somewhat impatient but calmly said, "All right." Mag Evans and Rose Campbell were excited. They wondered how Xaviera would escape this time. Once the matter escalated, the Evans family's shareholders would definitely no longer support her. Everyone hurried to the door of the suite. There seemed to be the voices of a man and a woman inside, causing everyone to gasp. Rose tugged at Derek and hesitated, "Mr. Evans, Xaviera must genuinely like Mr. Duke, so she lost her senses. It's natural for a man and a woman to develop feelings for each other. Don't discipline Xaviera in front of everyone. If I don't discipline her, how will she learn? In my entire life, I've been honest and upright, but my daughter has ruined it all. She dares to seduce men at ABNK. She's completely thrown the Evans family's face away. I'll call a lawyer right away and sever ties with her." Everyone tried to persuade him, while Derek held his chest and looked extremely disappointed. Her mother was like this, too. "I thought I could educate her better, but I didn't expect, Dad. You want to sever ties with me?" At this moment, Xaviera suddenly pushed open the door of the suite, stuck out her head with surprise, "Ah! Everyone's here. What's with the big crowd?" Everyone looked at Xaviera, noticing that she had only opened a crack in the door, and there were still men's voices inside. They couldn't help but sneer. Derek yelled angrily, "Xaviera! What are you doing in there? Open the door." Xaviera looked innocently at the crowd with a helpless expression, "It seems T-hat I can't." Her nonchalant attitude immediately infuriated Derek. Everyone also began to accuse her, "Miss Evans, your parents are doing this for your own good. You did such a disgraceful thing at the banquet, and you still don't apologize soon. Even if it's for money, you shouldn't degrade yourself like this. You've truly low ST face for the Evans family." Rose was overjoyed. Xaviera was destined to be a stepping stone for her daughter and would never be able to turn things around in her life. In no time, Xaviera would be tormented to death by Mr. Duke and go to hell to meet her mother. Rose pretended to be sad and wiped away her tears. "Forget it, although Xaviera is not my daughter, I have always treated her as my own." But, Derek's face darkened, "Xaviera, won't you open the door immediately? What are you doing in there?" Xaviera hooked up the corner of her lips, "Are you sure?" Derek feared that Mr. Duke would sleep with Xaviera but not admit it, so he brought everyone to catch them in the act. Once the matter escalated, Mr. Duke would have to admit his relationship with Xaviera to save face and marry her as a matter of course. At this point, He was somewhat impatient. What? You did something shameful, and you're still afraid of people knowing? Get out now. Xaviera frowned, but, one of Rosa's unreliable friends snorted, Miss Evans, what is it in the room tea hat you don't want us to see? Parentless children really lack discipline, can't be believe you'd get into trouble during such an important occasion. She's always had a bad reputation, it's not surprising for her to do such things. Mr. Evans. Your family background is so pristine, how did you give birth to such a daughter? You really need to discipline her properly. Once this matter gets out, it will damage the Evans family's reputation. Derek burned with anger. Although it was all his scheming, the mere thought of Xaviera blackening the Evans family's image fueled his rage. With this thought, Derek could no longer suppress his anger and violently pulled open the door. What exactly have you guys done? Still trying to hide it - halfway through his words, Derek suddenly choked up and looked dumbfounded. Everyone rushed in and looked directly at the bed in the bedroom. There was no one on the bed, and it was neat and tidy, with no signs of anything untoward having taken place. In the living room, three people were sitting together, with a deck of playing cards on the table. Chapter 232, Disturbing Three Big Shots. Initially, Ugal Mamet was holding playing cards, his eyes full of excitement. I'll definitely win this round, you guys better prepare to concede. But at this moment, Ugal Mamet turned his head and looked at everyone with confusion. Xaviera, what's going on? Why did they barge in here? The other two people who were aware of Xaviera's scheme just smiled slightly. One of them was Gabby Rome, who had been notified by Xaviera in advance and asked to bring a friend along to set up a scene. Just as they were having fun playing cards, they were interrupted. So, they stood up and said displeasedly, what's the meaning of this, Mr. Evans? It looks like you're here to catch an affair. Among the four, only Ugal Mamet was kept in the dark, and he asked with a baffled expression, what's wrong with you, Jesus? Does our card game in the room disturb you? You don't even want us to play cards with Xaviera? Are you guys nuts? Derek Evans's face turned red with embarrassment, his mind a chaotic mess. Right, where's Mr. Duke? If Ugal Mamet and Gabby Rome were in the room, where did Mr. Duke go? Everyone looked at each other, their faces puzzled. Rose Campbell and Mag Evans became anxious instantly and started looking everywhere for Mr. Duke. After all, she had seen with her own eyes Mr. Duke enter the room, so how could he just disappear without a trace? Mr. Duke should have been tormenting Xaviera, the little bitch, at this moment. Why would he be playing cards with Ugal Mamet instead? Everyone awkwardly laughed, as they dared not offend Mr. Ugal Mamet, so they all lowered their heads. Ugal Mamet was the second son of the Mamet family, Gabby Rome was the heir of the Rome family, and the other person who was not to be underestimated was Salome Sullivan, the daughter of the Sullivan family. Any of these three people could make the Evans family feel awe, so how did they suddenly get together to play cards? And why did they sit together with Xaviera? Right now, Xaviera should have been rolling in bed with Mr. Duke, right? And Mr. Duke's secretary also claimed to have seen Zavira and Mr. Duke enter the room together and that they were very intimate. With a bored expression, Gabby Rome threw down his cards and swept his cold gaze over everyone. Mr. Evans, can't a few friends play cards together? Zavira is just playing a game, not committing any crime. Why did I hear you say you want to cut off ties with her? Yugal Mamet also frowned, I'm dumbfounded. I was having a good time. Why did you guys barge in? I paid for the room, so you're meddling? You guys Muse T have too much time on your hands. Salome Sulvian was Gabby Rome's friend and was just invited to make up the numbers. Although Gabby Rome didn't tell her what was going on, she instantly understood the situation by observing their actions. The Evans family had staged a play, trying to catch Zavira in a compromising position, ruin her reputation, and force her out of the company. She slowly stood up, composed and graceful, and said leisurely, Mr. Evans, when you guys barged in, it seemed like you were looking for someone. You wouldn't think Zavira actually did anything wrong, would you? Derek Evans was shaking with fear. He really didn't expect to see not Mr. Duke behind the door, but these three BG shots instead. Rose Campbell stomped her feet in rage. Not only had they failed to humiliate Zavira this time, but they had also brought trouble upon themselves. She smiled ingratiatingly, you've misunderstood, we were just worried that SHE might be in danger, that's why we came to find her. Our family's Mr. Evans is a bit short, tempered, but he also worries about Zavira. What Rose Campbell said sounded reasonable, and everyone breathed a sigh of relief, thinking that the three wouldn't pursue the matter further. However, Salome Sulvian scoffed, glanced at her, and asked, "Who are you?" The smile on Rose Campbell's face froze, "I'm Derex, oh, Mr. Evans's lover, huh?" Salome Sulvian seemingly realized and said with a light laugh, "You are just a lover, you don't have the right to speak in this situation. Zavira is Miss Evans, the daughter born to the legitimate wife, us howled call her Miss Evans." Rose Campbell choked, her face turning deathly pale. Mag Evans clenched her lips tightly, knowing that these three big shots were on Zavira's side, her face full of resentment. She told herself that when she marries Moore in the future and becomes the hostess of the Mamet family, she would see how they dare to act so arrogantly again. Derek Evans's face was also ashen, but he managed to squeeze out an embarrassed smile. "Well, I saw Zavira disappear and was afraid she might get lost, so I brought people to find her, it's nothing serious. Now that Zavira is safe, we won't disturb you anymore, please continue." Derek Evans cursed Zavira in his heart, but he didn't dare to show it on his face. Chapter 233. MRS. Campbell really has good tactics, Derek. Evans's face darkened, as Zavira called these three people over, obviously intending to embarrass him. He thought the matter would come to an end, but then Gabby Rome suddenly stood up, "Wait. Mr. Evans, don't hurry off. This matter won't end so easily." Everyone gasped. Gabby wore a serious expression, "I just heard Mr. and Mrs. Evans and Miss M.A.G. Evans accusing Zaviera of doing disgraceful things, saying her reputation is bad and tarnishing the reputation of the Evans family. Does the reputation of your Evans family really need Zaviera to ruin it? Derek Evans's face turned ashen, and his body trembled slightly. Gabby's voice was cold. Zaviera simply played cards with us, and she ended up with a lot of slurs. If that's the case, we can't feel at ease. Wouldn't you agree, Mr. Evans? Salome Sullivan laughed. Why don't you accuse me of keeping Zaviera as my mistress? Derek Evans broke into a cold sweat. You misunderstood. I just listened to others, which means you really doubted that Zaviera was kept and rented a room upstairs. Gabby smiled sinisterly, then looked at Zaviera. Zaviera, you are Miss Evans. A mistress dares to climb on your head and brings people to catch you having an affair. Mrs. Campbell is really good at framing you. My Aunt Zaviera lowered her eyes, looking wronged. I have no choice. My father only has eyes for Aunt sister. I thought everything would be fine if I left home, but they just won't let me go. Rose Campbell and Mag Evans widened their eyes, a hint of ruthlessness flashing through them. Derek Evans's mind went blank. He dared not argue with Gabby Rome and QLD, only obediently listen. However, he couldn't allow Zaviera to add fuel to the fire. Derek Evans saw his wife and daughter silently crying and suddenly felt anger rising. Zaviera. Dad misunderstood you this time, but what does this have to do with your aunt and sister? How can you say that? They never believed you would do this kind of thing. Zaviera sneered in her heart. Oh. Derek Evans suppressed his anger. Mr. Rome, Mr. Mamet, and Miss Sullivan, in fact, it was Mr. Duke's secretary who misled us, so I said I wanted to cut off relations with Zaviera. Just now, Rose and Mag were always speaking for Zaviera, and Rose was even pleading for her, but he maliciously slandered Rose. It is true that being a stepmother is difficult. Rose has done so much for her, and she doesn't even know how to be grateful, instead splashing dirty water on Rose. She is truly ungrateful. Albert Sullivan was speechless. Derek Evans really knew how to twist the facts. In his eyes, no matter how much Zaviera suffered from bullying and slander, he should let it go. If she said a single word, then she was ungrateful. Rose Campbell sobbed. Zaviera, I understand that you resent me in your heart, but I haven't treated you poorly, haven't I been good enough to you? In order not to upset you, I have never held a wedding with your father. Mag has been called an illegitimate child since she was little. Whenever there's something go od in the family, we always think of you first, and Mag can only pick up your leftovers. Mag and I are like servants, attending and caring for you, but you're still not satisfied. This has nothing to do with me. It was Mr. Duke's secretary who said he saw you and Mr. Duke together in the room. I even said at the time that you wouldn't do this kind of thing, but, you actually think I wronged you. Woo-woo. Even if I jumped into the Mississippi River, I wouldn't be able to clear myself. At this moment, Mr. Duke's secretary was escorted over by the bodyguards, his face pale with fear. I saw with my own eyes that Miss Evans and Mr. Duke went into the room together. What I said, is true slash not, ordered by MRS. Camp L. Rose Campbell sighed, Zaviera, now you know, it has nothing to do with me. If you are determined that I framed you, I have nothing to say. You have always resented me, and I am used to it. Mag Evans, who was standing aside, cried out in grievance. Everyone started persuading, Miss Evans, this is just a misunderstanding and D has nothing to do with MRS. Evans. You can't just accuse her because she's a stepmother. Chapter 234, You were the one who opened the room. Rose Campbell hurriedly stopped them, enough, don't say any more. I don't care what Zaviera thinks of me, and you don't need to blame her anymore. And it's only because MRS. Campbell is so kind-hearted that she can swallow her anger. If it weren't for fear that Zaviera would be upset, it would have been impossible not to hold at wedding for so many years. Miss Evans is too willful. With everyone's accusations ringing in her ears, Rose's heart was filled with joy. Although she hadn't seen Zaviera and Mr. Duke roll in the sheets with her own eyes, she had managed to attach a reputation of willfulness and disloyalty to her. The play she had staged was not in vain. She said with a bitter smile, "Let's disperse, everyone. Attend the banquet as soon as possible. We shouldn't delay Mr. Sullivan's business because of our family affairs. MRS. Campbell." At this point, the accused, Zaviera Evans, slowly spoke. Her eyes were icy cold as she said, "I'm sorry, but this matter won't end so silly." Rose looked innocent, "Zaviera, what more do you want?" "You're right. Mr. Duke has indeed been in this room." Zaviera's words stunned the crowd as she leisurely added, "Mr. Duke said that my parents sold me to him. Derek Evans." Everyone gaped in disbelief. What was going on? So, was Mr. Duke's secretary telling the truth? Zaviera continued, "Later, Mr. Mamet, Mr. Rome, and Miss Sullivan arrived and D saved me. I managed to escape his clutches. I want to ask my father, did you sell me to Mr. Duke?" Upon hearing Zaviera's words, Derek suddenly looked up, only to find everyone's disgusted gaze falling on him. "Zaviera, don't listen to Mr. Duke's nonsense. I am your biological father. How could I sell you to him? He must have just made up that excuse." "Ah, you're right," Zaviera said with a helpless expression. "But why did Mr. Duke know I was here? And he even had a room card. Who gave him the card, D? Also, I came for the banquet. My father and MRS." Campbell said there was still a long time before the banquet started, so they took me upstairs to rest. That's why I was waiting here. But as soon as I stepped through the door, the room was locked. Then Mr. Duke barged in and tried to take advantage of me. So after I was saved, I checked CAD." Upon hearing Zaviera's words, Rose Campbell immediately became anxious. She hurriedly interrupted, "Zaviera, I just thought you looked a little weak, so I let you come upstairs to rest." Her eyes darted around, "You must have accidentally lost your room card, and Mr. Duke picked it up and followed you in. Xaviera remained noncommittal, that's possible, but, she elongated her words, her cold gaze sweeping over Rose, finding her nervous and guilty appearance extremely interesting. Mrs. Campbell, you seem to have forgotten that this room was booked in your name. Rose's face turned pale. You brought me here, gave Mr. Duke a room card, and then rushed in with Evirion for a caught-in-the-act scene. How exciting! Clap, clap, Xaviera leisurely applauded. Rose's face turned dark. Gabby Rome sneered, so, the one who booked the room was Mrs. Campbell. Xaviera was brought to the room and locked up by Mrs. Campbell and Mr. Evans, and it was all caught on camera. It does make one wonder how Mr. Duke had the room card and ended up here as well. Xaviera spoke in a wrong tone, Mrs. Campbell, you said this matter had no thing to do with you, but why did you force me to go upstairs and coincidental why, Mr. Duke showed up too? It's just too much of a coincidence, did you sell me to Mr. Duke to exchange for resources in his hands, and then let me leave the Evans family forever and disappear from you and your dog hunter's sight? Rose Campbell's face turned deathly pale, and her body shook nervously. Xaviera was talking nonsense. Her public statement was meant to slander her stepmother. Everyone stared at Rose with suspicion, and she hung her head in guilt. Enough. Derek Evans suddenly spoke, his face cast in a terrible shadow. You are my daughter. How could Rose and I have done such a thing? Let's put an end to this now. Just let it go that you may have wronged Rose and don't delay the banquet any longer because of our family's personal affairs. Chapter 235, Playing Dumb Over and Over. Again is quite satisfying, Mag Evans sobbed disagreeably. Sister, how can you say that about Mother? Don't you know how she treated you all this years? By framing her like this, how will she live her life from now on? Even if I have to beg you, can you stop? Rose Campbell quickly nodded in agreement. Coldness filled Xaviera Evans' eyes. All these years, whenever Rose's schemes were exposed, Derek Evans would always be biased towards her, even asking Xaviera to smooth things over. Does he even deserve to be called a father? At this point, Ugal Mammoth started to speak slowly. The surveillance camera does not lie. Since everyone has their own story, let us check the surveillance footage to see if it was indeed Rose Campbell who gave the room key to Mr. Duke. A tremor ran through the core of Derek Evans, who hastily replied, Forget about it, I don't want to pursue this matter any further. By making a fuss over this, it's the Evans family that will lose face. Besides, Rose wouldn't have done such a thing, isn't that right, Xaviera? The unreliable friends of Rose backed her up. Exactly, Rose would never do such a thing. These are just lies concocted by Xaviera to frame her. Xaviera raised an eyebrow, a bunch of bootlickers now joined the fray. She clapped her hands and a staff member walked in and turned on the computer in the room. Miss Evans, we're ready, he said. A sense of dread overcame Derek just as he was about to explain himself, but at that moment, Xaviera began to speak slowly. Everyone thinks I am at fault, even my father believes so. I must prove my innocence lest you wrong an innocent person. Let's start. As soon as she finished speaking, the staff member played a surveillance video. Rose clutched her fists tightly in anxiety, her heart pounding. She rushed to stop it. Stop. I command you to stop. Who gave you permission to play this? Several bodyguards quickly restrained her, ignoring her screams. Soon, the video showing Rose while she was on a phone call, bearing a flattering smile, was played. Mr. Duke, she's waiting in the room for you. She will take good care of you. I will bring the key soon, she said. My eldest daughter has no redeeming qualities except for her good looks and her ability to serve others. I will hand Zaviera over to you, Mr. Duke. We'll rely on you for the Evans family business from now on. Please take good care of our Mag. Rose's face looked sinister, filled with malicious greed. Sacrificing Zaviera to pave the way for Mag, her true nature was utterly disgusting. The room was silent enough to hear a pin drop. Rose no longer struggled, her eyes hollow, she fell to the ground on weak knees. How did Zaviera get hold of the surveillance footage? How could the surveillance from Fragrant House be shown to outsiders? Rose forced herself to calm down, until the very last moment, she would not confess. She pinched her thigh, squeezing out a few tears, and spoke dolorously, Zaviera, to frame me, you even dared to fabricate the facts. I did make a phone call, but those were not my words, must have been added by someone you hired. A voice over Zaviera, I've been putting up with you for so many years. Why won't you let me go? In what ways did I wrong you? With her hand on her chest, Rose showed deep sorrow and despair before falling to the ground limp. She adamantly insisted that Zaviera made up the facts, her grief leading to her fainting. No matter how Zaviera would explain herself, it was all in vain. Mag Evans rushed over in worry, Mom! Mom! Wake up! Sister, you know that Mom is in poor health, yet you insist on framing her. Are you trying to drive her to her death? Zaviera grinned at the absurdity of it. Rose's fainting act was indeed fail, safe. Oh! She passed out and you scream at me instead of calling an ambulance. A staff member instantly took out his phone and dialed for help. Derek Evans' face turned stormy, and he yelled, Zaviera! Have you no end? Zaviera looked at him without saying a word. Derek Evans shouted in anger, you fabricated that surveillance video to frame Rose, she's fainted now. What more do you want? Even if you've been framed, you can't treat your stepmother like this. This is unfilial. Regardless of the people present, he loudly berated, you've completely disgraced the Evans family. Leave immediately. Chapter 236, Say What You Just Said Again. Today's banquet was intended for Mag Evans to seize the opportunity to build a good relationship with the ladies of Fragrant House, but Zaviera ruined that chance. The entire room was quiet. At this moment, Mag Evans had tears in her eyes. Dad, since my sister does not welcome us, I'll leave with Mom right now. Derek Evans looked at his aggrieved daughter and was suddenly furious. Zaviera. You edited this video. Are you trying to drive your sister and stepmother to death? You're ruthless. You troublemaker. Sinister guy. Why can't you be sensible and gentle like your sister? Get out of the Evans family right now. Mr. Evans. Suddenly, Albert Sullivan spoke with a cold smile, I've listened for a while, and the more I hear, the more confused I become. He slowly walked up to Derek Evans, his tone ice cold. It seems that Zaviro was the one being framed. Why does Mr. Evans demand that she swallow her anger and even scold her harshly? Mr. Sullivan, don't blame my dad. He's just, Mag Evans hurriedly explained, her eyes slightly red, feeling very wronged. Albert Sullivan waved his hand, Miss Mag Evans, I'm not talking to you. Please, could you shut up? But you did make some sense. Mag Evans, who had just been feeling heartbroken, heard the last sentence and her eyes suddenly lit. Albert Sullivan was affirming her words, so there might be a turning point in the situation. Had he taken a liking to her? Mag Evans showed a shy expression, Mr. Sullivan, actually Miss Evans said that you should leave the Evans family with Rose Campbell right away, and I think that makes sense. I agree. Albert Sullivan said leisurely, Rose Campbell destroyed someone else's family as a mistress, and you inherited your mother's mantle, snatching other people's boyfriends. It's indeed time for you to get out. Mag Evans' lips turned pale, her body trembled, her face full of disbelief. Derek Evans hurriedly explained, Mr. Sullivan, Rose is being wronged. Mag just said that for her own sake. The ones who should leave are not them. They are too gentle and kind-hearted, Zaviro went to great lengths to drive them away. It's all her fault, and it has nothing to do with Rose and her daughter. Derek Evans' explanation became increasingly far-fetched, and everyone looked at him with suspicion. Zaviro crossed her arms, is that really what Dad thinks? So that's how I appear in your eyes. Rebellious girl. You dare to fabricate the truth? Shut up and go back home. Derek Evans was still yelling, but before he could finish, Albert Sullivan interrupted him. Mr. Evans, I think it's necessary to tell you that I provided the video to Xavier A. Derek Evans suddenly choked, his face turning ashen. He was completely shocked, trembling all over, as if he had been struck by lightning. Mr. Sullivan, you. It's impossible, what? You mean I'm lying? Albert Sullivan raised his eyebrows, Mr. Evans, if you don't believe me, we can call the police. I have faith that someone can prove the video is real. Impossible. This must be fake. Derek Evans's mouth twitched, and he stuttered, Rose is gentle and kind-hearted. She. So Dad means he doesn't believe Mr. Sullivan. If it weren't for Mr. Caleb Mamet and his friends showing up, my life would have been ruined. You didn't say a word for me but always tried to exonerate Rose. Are you involved in this scheme too? Trying to kill your own daughter. Each word Zaviro said was striking. Derek Evans' face grew whiter and whiter as he listened. He never thought Zaviro could say such words. Immediately, he became enraged and stamped his foot, scoundrel. Shut up. How dare you try to slander me? You and your dead mother had no regard for human feelings. Xaviera's eyes turned cold. Derek Evans, anger taking over, spoke without thinking, "Let the matter rest, Hr. Don't pursue it any further, or else, is Mr. Evans threatening me?" Albert Sullivan's eyes were deep and mysterious. Derek Evans suddenly choked and swallowed the words in his mouth. The next second, a cold weapon appeared above his head, the muzzle pressed against his forehead. The crowd screamed in terror, scattering in every direction. Derek Evans was frightened, cold sweat dripping. "Mr. M.R. Sullivan, M.R. Evans, would you like to repeat what you just said?" Albert Sullivan's voice was deep and low. Chapter 237, When the Wall Falls. Everyone pushes. Derek Evans looked terrified, his face pale and his voice trembling. "Mr. Evans, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have disturbed your party, but this happened because of Xaviera, one, head." Albert Sullivan sneered, casually holding the gun with his finger on the trigger. "Seems like only bullets can make Mr. Evans understand. Mr. Sullivan, please calm down. What have I done to offend you? Tell me clearly." Albert Sullivan tugged at the corner of his mouth. "You came to this party to meet the young lady of Fragrant House, right? Do you know who the noble lady is?" Derek shook his head in confusion. Actually, he had never heard of such a person, but since Albert Sullivan had said so, they must have met the young lady. Who was it? They indeed came to meet the noble lady, but why did Albert Sullivan mention it now? If it weren't for Xaviera, the scoundrel, none of this would have happened. She wouldn't even sleep with Mr. Duke, as well be dead then. Derek's whole body trembled suddenly, and an idea surfaced in his mind. He stared wide-eyed, fearfully at Xaviera. Xaviera crossed her arms, her face calm, as she watched Albert Sullivan take out the slightest shock. Gun without the everyone else was frightened and scattered when they saw the gun, but she was calm and composed, as if she was used to it. The idea in Derek's heart climbed like vines. Mr. Evans understands now. Albert Sullivan put down the gun in his hand. "Since that's the case, you just let Rose Campbell harm her. Don't you take our Fragrant House seriously?" Everyone carefully weighed Albert Sullivan's words. Rose Campbell harmed Xaviera, and Albert Sullivan stood up for Xaviera. So, Xaviera was the sister of Albert Sullivan and the noble lady of Fragrant House. Xaviera disappeared when she was young and may have been adopted by the Sullivan family. So, the Evans family abandoned Xaviera, but who could have thought that she would become the daughter of the Sullivan family because of her misfortune? Listening to everyone's conversation, Derek was sweating cold. He fell to his knees, and looked up in terror. Xaviera is indeed Albert Sullivan's sister and the noble lady of Fragrant House. But Xaviera grew up in the countryside, where she couldn't get enough food or clothing. How could she have met the Sullivans? Mag Evans and Rose Camel's faces were pale. How could Xaviera be so lucky to become the noble lady of the Sullivan family? Everyone whispered. "So, Mr. Evans came to apologize with Mag, only to offend the noble lady again. Rose wants to strive for the Evans family's property and conspires against Xaviera, but she never expected Zaviera to have the support of Albert Sullivan. "I heard Mag is very favored in the Evans family, she is the true daughter, while Zaviera is not even as good as a servant. Now it seems, Zaviera is far stronger than Mag, she is the daughter of the Sullivan family. The Evans family is nothing in her eyes. Mag was always pretentious, now her face must be so ugly to look at." For a moment, everybody added fuel to the fire. With the Sullivans as a backing, even if Zaviera was wrong today, nobody said a negative word to her. Albert Sullivan's tone was gentle, "Zaviera. How should I deal with them?" Just as Derek was about to speak, he was interrupted by Zaviera, "Father won't let me off, right? You always wronged me, and Rose even schemed against me. Do you want me to swallow my anger?" Albert Sullivan immediately understood, "If you do something wrong, you shall be punished. It's better to kill all of you. You've repeatedly made life difficult for Zaviera, I don't think it's necessary to keep you all alive." With that, Albert Sullivan raised his gun and aimed at Derek's forehead. "Mr. Sullivan, please spare me. I failed to recognize the great Rose, Rose. Hurry up and apologize." Derek was frightened to the point of peeing his pants. At this moment, he had no dignity, kneeling on the ground, begging for Albert Sullivan's forgiveness. Because he knew very well that this was Albert Sullivan's territory, killing him was like crushing an ant to death. Derek, without any dignity, rushed to Rose, who was pretending to faint, vilely ntly shook her. Seeing she had no reaction, he pulled her hair and kowtowed to Albert Sullivan. Chapter 238, 30 Years in the East of the River. 30 years in the West of the River. Bang bang several times, Rose Campbell felt dizzy and gritted her teeth with hatred. "It's all Zaviera Evans' fault, that little bitch. Who could have thought that she you?" At this moment, Zaviera's thoughts echoed faintly, "How did this dog of a man, Caleb, show up? It must have been that little guy, Gabby Rome, who told him. I want to eat barbecue. How can I eat now that he's here? Isn't he a CEO? Why is he so free every day? Doesn't the Mammoth Corporation have any work to do? They'll go bankrupt like this. And on CE they go bankrupt, there will be no money for barbecue." Zaviera was silent for a moment before leisurely saying, "Caleb, you're here to pick me up, right? I'm so happy that you came, would be so lucky to attach herself to Albert Sullivan, and that Zaviera would trample on Rose and her daughter in the future? A mistress dares to scheme against the legitimate daughter? Derek Evans is really confused, helping his mistress harm his own biological daughter. Mr. Duke is just an old rascal, Rose selling Zaviera to him is really trying to torture her to death." As the accusations of the crowd entered Rose's ears, she couldn't pretend anymore and suddenly opened her eyes. Zaviera slowly walked over to Rose, leaned down, and whispered in her ear, "You must hate me to death, right? But you don't dare touch me, and you still have to kowtow and apologize to me because Albert Sullivan is protecting me." Rose and Mag Evans glared at her viciously. A scene suddenly flashed through their minds. More than a decade ago, when Zaviera was driven away by them, Rose stood in front of her, forcing her to kneel down, "Little bitch. You must hate me to death, right? Pity that the Evans family now belongs to my daughter and me, and you'll have to stay in the countryside for the rest of your life, probably dying there before you even come of age. Don't waste your effort, no one in the Evans family can save you, your father knows everything I did, and the old lady loves Mag, so she won't care about you. You better die outside and never return to the Evans family. Kneeling on the ground, Xaviera silently swore in her heart that one day she'd old make Rose and her daughter kneel before her and beg for mercy. After driving Xaviera away, Rose enjoyed everything that should have belonged to her and her mother and occupied all her property. She didn't deign to return to the Evans family, but she could only make Rose and her daughter suffer by taking back everything from the Evans family. With the scene from more than a decade ago still vivid in her memory, Xaviera's eyes were deep. Mrs. Campbell, it's been only 10 years of ups and downs, but I've already made you kneel before me and beg for mercy. From now on, you need to lower your voice when you see me. Remember, be polite to me in the future, or I could destroy you with just a flick of my finger. Rose glared with anger, her body trembling, her breath short, she convulsed twice and the end fainted. Mom. Rose. The grief was apparent on Derek Evans' face, but he was already unable to help himself, as Albert Sullivan's gun was still pressed against his forehead. Albert Sullivan sneered at him, putting down the gun in his hand, "Take them away. Don't dirty my floor." Xaviera said she didn't want the Evans family to die so easily. She wanted them to suffer all kinds of pain and torture, so she would spare their lives for now. There's always more time, anyway, now that the Evans family knew her true identity, they wouldn't dare disrespect her anymore, and they would kowtow when they saw her. Seeing the once despised Xaviera now becoming the daughter of the Sullivan family, what kind of feeling would that be? Mag Evans stared hatefully at the high and mighty Xaviera. No. It's not over. She still has a chance. What does Albert Sullivan amount to? Her fiancé is the young master of the Mamet family. The Mamet family is an existence that even Albert Sullivan wouldn't dare to uke. After the Evans family was driven out of Fragrant House, everyone dispersed. Xaviera first bid farewell to the others and then left directly through Fragrant House's back door. She was in a good mood today and decided to eat barbecue, but even though she no taste, the sight of sizzling, oily grilled meat was still mouth-watering. Just as she was thinking about it, she bumped into a sturdy chest. Xaviera looked up. Caleb Mamet looked down, his deep eyes fixed on her, his fingertips pinching a cigarette, inconspicuously extinguishing it, and softly saying, "Mrs. Mamet, I am sorry to trouble you." At this moment, Xaviera's thoughts echoed faintly, "How did this dog of a man, Caleb, show up? It must have been that little guy Gabby Rome. Who told him? I want to eat barbecue. How can I eat now that he's here? Isn't he a CEO? Why is he so free every day? Doesn't the Mamet Corporation have any work to do? They'll go bankrupt like this. And on CE they go bankrupt, there will be no money for barbecue." Xaviera was silent for a moment before leisurely saying, "Caleb, you're here to pick me up, right? I'm so happy that you came." Chapter 239, Mrs. Mamet has a problem with her. Brain Caleb Mamet looked calm and relaxed, lazily pulling up the corner of his mouth. Zaviera Evans suddenly felt her hair stand on end. What the hell is this dog guy laughing at? He scared the shit out of me. With Caleb's arm wrapped around her waist, they entered the restroom and sat down on the sofa. He casually asked, "Hungry, huh?" Zaviera nodded vigorously. She wanted to eat barbecue with a spicy twist, but she knew Caleb wouldn't let her, and might have and prohibit kisses. So, she put on a fawning smile, "I'll listen to whatever you say, Caleb." Caleb chuckled lightly, "Well then. Barbecue it is." Zaviera nodded slightly, and suddenly her whole body stiffened. Wait, did she hear correctly? How did Caleb know she wanted barbecue? She'd been dreaming of barbecue. She even suspected Caleb had mind-reading abilities because he seemed to guess what she wanted to eat every time. Zaviera was so excited that she almost jumped up. She was elated to the point of tears. Amusement danced in Caleb's eyes. Mrs. Mamet is so adorable, making her happy is actually very simple. The usually cold CEO sat up straight, cleared his throat, and waited for Mrs. Mamet's response. Zaviera calmed down and found it strange that Caleb, who had always disliked the barbecue, suddenly wanted to eat it. There Caleb sat, squinting his eyes slightly. He doesn't like smoky environments, thinks they're very unhygienic. When I mentioned having barbecue before, he immediately refused. Her hands supporting her chin, she pondered carefully and suddenly had a moment of realization. Could it be? Caleb's lips curled up, thinking whether Mrs. Mamet was touched, knowing that he didn't like barbecue but was willing to go for her sake. The usually aloof executive felt this was a very obvious romantic gesture that would surely make Mrs. Mamet love him even more. Just then, Zaviera looked at him intently. Is it possible that he's acquired a chain of barbecue restaurants and wants me to go taste them firsthand? Has the Mamet Corporation's scope of business expanded so widely that they won't even let a barbecue restaurant go unchecked? Caleb, silent. Mrs. Mamet really does have some brain problems. He'll have to take her to the hospital for an examination someday. However, whatever the reason, Zaviera was already grateful to get barbecue. She was about to head out the door with Caleb when he abruptly stopped, Mrs. Mamet, what's wrong? He held a neutral demeanor, lowered his head, and exhaled hot breath on her face. The originally icy voice turned as warm as spring water, "I almost forgot to give you a kiss." With that, one of his hands locked onto the back of her head, and he gently pressed his lips to her soft ones. Zaviera's eyes widened, her mind a blank slate, and her heart pounding furiously. What the hell did this guy mean? Was he giving her the kiss to restore her sense of taste, or was it merely a kiss? Why did he suddenly want to kiss her? Holy crap! Was this dog guy trying to seduce her? Hiss! Caleb bit her lip, causing a stinging pain that brought her back to her senses. At that moment, Caleb's eyes were blazing. Strands of his hair slipped down lazily, adding a touch of tenderness and ambiguity to his expression. Zaviera's body felt weak and helpless, as if she could only lean against Caleb to stand straight. One kiss did not satisfy Caleb, who went from gentle and deliberate to increasingly forceful until Zaviera began to struggle, only then reluctantly pulling away. A gentle kiss fell on her forehead, neck, and then slowly traveled downward. Zaviera's thoughts were a jumble, entirely devoid of reason, so much so that she even forgot to breathe. Gasping for air, she opened her mouth. "Caleb," at that moment, an ill, timed voice chimed in, interrupting her words. "Caleb. I want barbecue, too. Take me with you." Ugal Mammut swaggered in and shoved the door open, grinning like a fool. "Caleb. Just say how you want to die, all right?" Although Ugal often indulged in various pleasures, he was still an innocent young lad who had never been in love and knew nothing of the experiences between couples. Now, he saw Caleb tightly hugging Zaviera, her eyes brimming like spring water, her lips cherry, red, a touch of daze in her gaze. "Ugal Evans, Zaviera, your lips are so red. Did you put on lipstick? Stop putting on makeup, I'm starving. Let's go eat barbecue." "Zaviera," suddenly, Ugal seemed to have thought of something and frowned slightly. Chapter 240, The Incredibly Simple, Minded. Mr. Ugal Mammut. Caleb Mammut thought the kid wasn't too dumb since he knew he'd interrupted the couple and felt sorry for it. Just now, he was immersed in his wife's kiss when it was interrupted by him, so now he really wanted to beat this kid. Caleb looked coldly at Ugal Mammut, waiting for him to leave the restroom. However, Ugal suddenly rushed over, pulled the two apart, and said earnestly, "It's normal for a married couple to have conflicts, but what kind of husband are you, Caleb, that you hit your wife? Her face is red, and so are her lips. Zaviera Evans. It's really not easy for Ugal to have made it this far." Caleb frowned deeply. He was at a complete loss for words when facing Ugal. Normally, people would be intimidated by just one of his cold stares, but he couldn't handle two particular people. One was Zaviera Evans, who sometimes wasn't quite on the ball. And the other was Ugal, naive and foolish, yet kind-hearted. Ugal looked at the two, wondering whether it was because Zaviera played cards with him that Caleb got jealous and started fighting. Suddenly afraid, he couldn't help but take a few steps back. Would Caleb, this unpredictable person, overturn the vinegar jar and give him a beating as well? He couldn't help it. He was too handsome and easily misunderstood, but he would never make a move on his sister-in-law. But now it seemed like they had calmed down, so they probably wouldn't quarrel, which was a relief to him. Caleb quietly asked Zaviera, "Should we bring him along?" Although her first encounter with Ugal wasn't particularly pleasant, Zaviera knew that he might be headstrong but was fundamentally good. Ugal had accompanied Zara Woods to the Lowen clubhouse to confront her because he felt Caleb was acting cold towards his friend after getting married, and he couldn't stand KLB's actions. Moreover, in his eyes, Zara had always been a good friend and deserved his support. So, Ugal was naive and foolish but still kind-hearted. Zaviera replied, "Let's bring him along." Ugal looked confused as he watched them, suddenly feeling rather insignificant. In front of others, he was a vicious-spirited playboy, but in their eyes, he seemed like a pet. Indeed, the Mammoth Corporation had a chain of luxurious barbecue restaurants. As soon as the three of them stepped out of the car, Yugal saw a familiar face but swallowed his words. Xaviero looked at him, puzzled. The familiar face was Zara Woods, but she didn't get along with Xaviera, so the atmosphere would be awkward. So, he hesitated for a moment then shook his head and said, "It's nothing. It would be better for Zara to avoid meeting Caleb. Otherwise, his sister-in-law and Caleb would argue again." Yugal took his eyes off Zara and followed Xaviera into the restaurant. In a hidden corner, Zara had already seen the three of them and was gritting her teeth in anger. At that moment, a man walked over. "Wasn't Yugal close to you before?" Zara forced a bitter smile. "He was, but not anymore. I don't know what charm Xaviera has, but in just a few days, she's managed to become so close to Yigal. This bitch not only took Caleb away but also won over Yugal." Yugal, being her friend, had helped Zara to advance in the upper class society. But now, when Yugal saw her, he pretended not to and deliberately turned away, acting like a stranger. This couldn't go on. The man sneered, "Who does she think she is? If you can't stand her, I'll get our ID of her for you." She feigned sadness. "Let it go, cousin. So you'll just let her act arrogantly?" Zara helplessly replied, "As long as she's good to Caleb, my humiliation doesn't matter." The man glared fiercely at Xaviera's back and gritted his teeth, "Why should you be humiliated? I'll teach her a lesson for you." Zara shook her head, and the two entered the restaurant together. Although Xaviera had no sense of taste, just looking at barbecue made her appetite soar. But for Caleb, it was his first time at a barbecue place, and he frowned at the sight of food covered in various seasonings. Yugal and Xaviera, on the other hand, were happily enjoying their meal, their faces full of satisfaction.